Today on Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Pei Beis of Masechtas Kitten. Some of the topics we learn about include the Machlekes Reb Eliezer v'Chachamim regarding Hamagarish es Ishtoi, the Amala Hariat Muteres L'Chol Adam Ela L'Pleini. If a person divorced his wife and told her you're permitted to marry anyone except for so-and-so, Reb Eliezer holds she is divorced, while the Chacham holds she's not divorced. The question of whether the machlokes is only in the case of chutz mipleini, in which he placed a shear, an exclusion in the actual get, or the machlokes is only in the case of amanas shleitinasi lepleini, in which he attached a tanai, a condition to the get. The question of bekedushin hayich, if he gives kedushin to a woman and states, hiskatche li chutz mipleini, you shall become my wife and are forbidden to marry anyone except for so-and-so, is the kedushin effective or not? Kiddushin asala akuli alma kehaktish. If a person gives kiddushin to a woman, she becomes his wife, and she is thereby forbidden to all others. Gerushin hariyahi miteres l'chaladim. If a person gives a get to his wife, she becomes divorced, and she is released, in that she is now permitted to marry all others. Eshes shnei mesim. If a woman was considered married to two brothers, Reuben v'Shimon, and they died without children, she does not fall to Yibin to the third brother, because the pasuk states, Umeis echad mehem, yevama yavi alel. Yibin applies only to a yevama that has but one zika from one husband. However, she has two zikas, one zika from Reuven, and also zika from Shimon.